Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Who you need to be to get the results you want. I will go into these funks where I'll start to be maybe a little negative. And then that negativity just continues to breed more negativity. And I really want to show you how I get out of a funk, how I get out. If you feel like you're spiraling right now, like things aren't working well for you, you've got this problem that just like keeps getting worse, or you think you're going to solve it, and then all of a sudden you're back to square one, this training is for you. Now, if you're brand new to me, welcome. My name is Stacey Tuschel. I help small business powerhouses get more customers through the door, more profit in their pocket, and more happiness in their home through our signature framework, Well-Oiled Operations. And today we're going to talk about what it looks like to get out of that funk, to get really starting to focus on where you want to go. And for us to figure out where you want to go, you've got to start to become the person that creates the results you're looking for. Now, something that I started doing every night is like a thought work exercise. I use Brooke Castillo from the Life Coach School, where I have my certification from, and I work through what Brooke calls the model. And I do a few of these every single night. As the thought pops up throughout the day, I want to work through that later. Okay. So it's kind of like, where was I frustrated? What annoyed me? It's a lot of negative stuff that comes up. But because when I see what my brain just did and I start to go through, like, oh, wow, I thought this, and then this is where I'm getting, like, I don't want that. Right. I start to really understand what it is I'm doing. And then I start to say, that's not going to work to get me what I'm looking for. Like, my behavior throughout the day is not going to get me the business I want. So today on today's podcast, I want to share an intentional model and what one of the intentional models I just did that really helped me kind of like get out of another like little mini funk, let's say. So instead of seeing what your brain was doing throughout the day, you can direct your brain on what to do. So using the model, C, so it's circumstance, thought, feelings, actions, results. That is a typical model. But what I did in this case was I reversed it and did an intentional model. So I started from the bottom and I worked my way up to the top, okay? So right now in my business, I am at about a low 200,000 a month minimum revenue. So if I were to look at the last few months, my consistent monthly minimum is around like 210, 220, it's somewhere in that. So let's say like $220,000 a month minimum. My goal, please do not use this as your goal unless you actually want it to be, okay? But don't compare and think, oh my goodness, she's there. But I wasn't here before, right? So we climb. So my new result that I am looking for is to get that 200 something into 300,000 monthly minimum of that consistent revenue. Okay. So I want to be able to say in a year from now, or I should really, let's say like a couple months from now, I'd like to be able to say my new monthly minimum is 300,000 a month. Okay. So then I asked myself, who does Stacey need to become in order to do 300,000 a month consistent? Now, catch that I said, who do I need to become? Because I am not the person who achieves $300,000 a month right now. So something has to change. The problem is most people, they're not willing to change, but they're expecting the result to change. And that doesn't happen. Okay. So I don't know how to make $300,000 a month consistently. I've actually done that, but not consistently. Okay. I don't know what to do or how to do it, because if I did, I would be doing it. I cannot tell you how many people jump on a call to try to work with us and they'll say, oh, I'm making, you know, $250,000 this year and I want to hit $1 million next year. Okay. I'm all for big goals. And I love when people are go-getters and action takers and all the things. But when I say, well, what's the plan to get you there? And there is no plan and there is no strategy of what they're going to do. But then yet they think like, wow, I'll figure it out. It's like, well, will you? Because you could have been figuring it out this whole time, but you haven't. Like, what is happening tomorrow that you're all of a sudden smart enough to know how to hit $1 million next year if you haven't done it already, right? So please do not be delusional that you are the person you need to be to hit that result. We've got to transform ourselves into that person before we hit that goal, okay? So if I'm looking at who do I need to become, what actions do I need to take to be the person that brings in $300,000 a month consistently, I started just brain dumping these things, okay? So I wrote down, I'm going to need to be more consistent. I'm going to need to be more focused, more dialed in. I need to go all in, right? I need to obsess over my numbers. I need to refine. I need to lead others to let go more, right? So I think I'm doing pretty well in me letting go and delegating and all the things. But now I have to teach my team how to delegate and how to let go. So there's a lot of people on my team that have people that directly report to them so they can delegate to them. But just as I used to struggle with being a control freak and holding on to everything and thinking nobody could do it like me, now I have to get my team to keep letting things go to the people that directly report to them, okay? So that was a ton of actions that I need to take, okay? Another thing I would probably add here is a lot of times I try to fix things with quantity versus quality. Like I might pick a little bit more quantity over quality. And for me, I need to make sure that the quality is always there, always. Okay. Now, what am I going to need to feel in order to take those actions? And for me, I wrote down, I'm going to need to feel confident in my strategy. Right? I'm going to need to feel confidence that I truly can do it, that it is inevitable that these will be my numbers very soon. Okay. So if that's the feeling of confident, what is the thought I have to think to feel it? And the thought that I came up with in the moment was, I have everything I need to make 300,000. I have everything I need. I have the product. I have the marketing strategy. I have the dream team. I have a phenomenal coach. I have everything I need. I don't need something new. I don't need something different. I don't need to add a different product or add another platform. I can make $300,000 a month with the platforms I'm on, with the products I have, with the team I have assembled, right? I have everything I need. So when I say that thought, I do feel confident. I'm like, I'm right. I know I'm right. Like, I know I have all of the pieces. So now, having that confidence, what do I need to do? I need to be consistent in the things I have. I need to focus. I need to dial in. I need to obsess over those numbers. I need to refine. I need to lead others to let go so they can be consistent and focus and dial in and go all in and all the things, right? And by doing that, the result will be $300,000 a month is our new consistent minimum. Now, I'm not that girl all the time in that A-line. I am not always focused and dialed in. And sometimes I look at certain numbers, but not the numbers I should be looking at. And sometimes I'm too busy doing my own things that I'm not leading as well as I could be, right? So the question becomes, who are you being? And are you being the girl or the guy that gets the results you're looking for, that has a breakthrough this month, that has the biggest month you've ever had? Are you being that person? What I see a lot is something negative is going on in your life that you perceive as negative that you're not happy with. And instead of focusing on a thought that could get you there, you're focusing on, but my launch was so bad, Stacey. I don't have the money now. That launch did not produce what I wanted to do when I did that promotion. And you're so stuck on the past that you're not able to get out of that funk that I'm talking about and focus on what's happening. So even when I fail, even when I have a miserable launch, it happens, right? More often than I'd like to admit, right? It happens. But when I have it, I think, what am I taking from this? What happened this time that will never happen again because I experienced it right this second, okay? So if you don't catch yourself in this negative spiral, this negative freak out moment, right? All of a sudden, it becomes a snowball effect. Business starts to tank a little bit or plateau. Morale starts to go down. People don't want to stay on teams where it doesn't feel like you're winning. Or at least it doesn't feel like you have an action plan, right? We aren't always winning in our business, but we always have a plan to get back to where we want to be. Now, I will say I just added a training, really deep dive training inside of Well-Oiled Operations. I did this right in the beginning of the program. So when you walk in, before you even get started with all the modules and things like that, I did a training off of this and really working through what we're calling the powerhouse mindset. So I want you to go in there. I want you to watch it. I don't care where you're at in the program right now. Go in there and watch that training. I have a workbook that goes alongside of it. And I really want you to understand what you've been creating. Your results, good or bad, right now, you have created it. And we've got to figure out what the thoughts have been that you've been thinking that are getting you the results you're getting right now. It's as simple as that. Your thoughts are creating your results. If you aren't happy with where you are, you must change your thought. It really is that simple, but simple isn't always easy. It's a skill we need to work on daily to master it. Now, the biggest problem I see is most people don't think this is true. They don't think that something as simple as changing your thought can change your result, so they don't do it. So they go through the program, they look for the tangible, the strategy, and then they're like, this strategy doesn't work. I tried to hire. This isn't working with hiring, right? And it's like, if you could just change that thought, all of a sudden the system magically works, right? We literally had somebody go through Well-Oiled Operations. They watched the first module, okay? And they were like, we just paid for the entire program in module one. Here's what I did. Here's what I told the team. Here's what they did. We uncovered all these places we were leaving money on the table. We did this. We did that. She literally, I'm trying to think of the math here. I'm going to say she 5X'd her investment from week one. Then you've got somebody who's watched the entire program, all like 12 modules, right? They're in there, the whole thing. They're watching everything. They're like, this doesn't work. I tried it like once. I said this thing one time to my team member and they didn't do it, right? And it's like, you don't understand that thought is going to be what's going to get you the result or not. If that's what they said, well, what did you say back to that? And how did you react? And how did you respond? And who were you being in that moment? Okay. So I hope today's episode gets you to stop, gets you to pause. If you're listening to this in the car or on a run or whatever it is, I want you to listen to it again when you're sitting at your desk and you can pause it and actually start working through this model like I did recently. All right. I think it's going to be the game changer you've been looking for and get you the results you've been trying to achieve because you'll finally find the thought you're going to need to think to get you there. All right. Do me the biggest favor. If you enjoyed this episode, will you please screenshot whatever you're watching right now? tag me at Stacey Tuschel on Instagram and share it out with somebody who needs to hear this, because you know there are so many people that are having these negative thoughts that are getting them these results they're not interested in. And this could be the answer to helping spread that message. So thank you so much. I will see you soon. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to check out our Mastermind Info Session. We have three different levels of masterminds here at Foot Traffic, for those just getting started all the way up to multi-million dollar businesses, from those with brick and mortar businesses to those with online. You can go to stacytuschel.com/info session and catch the replay where I share what each program entails. You'll also hear how you can get a free coaching call with one of our certified foot traffic coaches. Again, go to stacytuschel.com/info session.